Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, August 10th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Foolin' Davy. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into fascinating subjects drawn from the vast pool of knowledge available on Wikipedia. Today, we're discussing the life of a truly remarkable and complex figure, Foolin' Davy. Known variously as the Bandit Queen and the Queen of the Dacoits, her life is a tale interwoven with struggle, resilience, and transformation. Foolin' Davy was born on August 10, 1963, in a small village called Gorakhpurwa in the state of Uttar Pradesh, India. As the daughter of a poor family belonging to the Mala caste, Foolin's early life was marked by hardship and the brutality of a patriarchal society. Early experiences had a lasting impact on her identity, shaping not only her worldview but also her destiny. But have you ever wondered how the socioeconomic background of a person influences their choices and actions? As a young girl, Foolin was forced into an arranged marriage at the age of 11. The marriage was not one of love. It was a transaction that reflected the dynamics of gender and class prevalent in rural India. This early experience of oppression is something many can resonate with across different cultures and eras. It begs the question, how many individuals are still living under oppressive systems today, and what might it take for them to break free? After her marriage, which was riddled with abuse and humiliation, Foolin's life took a pivotal turn. She escaped her husband, but her journey wasn't simply a fight for personal freedom. It unspooled into a broader narrative of social justice. Around the late 1970s, she found herself in the company of bandits, a choice many may judge harshly, but for Foolin, this environment provided a sense of belonging and camaraderie, as well as an opportunity for retaliation against a system that had wronged her. This brings us to a critical junction in her narrative, the notorious robbery of 1981 in Bemai, where her group killed 22 Rajput men. Some argued it was an act of vengeance against her past oppressors, while others viewed it through the lens of violent crime. Was it simply revenge, or was it a statement against social injustice? How intricate is the line between a criminal and a revolutionary in the fight for equity? Foolin's life captured national attention and became a media sensation. She garnered immense public sympathy, particularly from those who identified with her as a victim of systemic injustices. And this phenomenon speaks to a universal truth. The desire for liberation and justice remains a fundamental human experience. In today's rapidly evolving societies, who do we consider the heroes or heroines, and how do we react to their stories, especially when they don't fit neatly into our preconceived categories of right and wrong? After years as a fugitive, Foolin was eventually captured, but her story didn't end there. In fact, it underwent a remarkable transformation. Upon her release in 1994, she transitioned from banditry to politics. She eventually served as a member of parliament, where her focus shifted towards the very social issues that had once molded her into a bandit. This transformation is both astonishing and inspiring, an example of redemption, or is it reflective of a complex interplay between power, identity, and societal expectations? While serving in the parliament, Foolin sought to voice the concerns of marginalized groups and women. Her dual legacy as both a criminal and a politician invites us to consider the multifaceted nature of human identity. Can a person hold such contrasting roles within a society? To what extent does redemption play a role in societal reintegration, and who decides the worthiness of such a second chance? In 2001, her life tragically came to an end when she was assassinated outside her residence in New Delhi, adding more layers to her already intricate story. The circumstances of her death, a political assassination, raise questions about the consequences of power and vengeance. Was her fate sealed by the very systems she had fought against, or perhaps by the systems she had embraced? Despite her controversial past, today Foolin' Davy is often regarded as a symbol of defiance against caste and gender oppression. The duality of her legacy, the bandit queen turned politician, challenges us to think critically about justice, freedom, and identity. In a world that often seeks clear lines of distinction, her life blurs these boundaries in fascinating ways. As we wrap up this episode, I invite you to ponder questions that Fulin's life raises. How do we define morality in the face of adversity? Does society have the right to condemn a life molded by hardship, even as that life transitions into one of service? If you find these questions compelling, dive deeper into Fulin Davies' life through her Wikipedia article. Consider the wider implications of her story and let it fuel your curiosity about the intersections of society, power, and individual choices. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. If you've enjoyed this exploration into Fulin Davies' fascinating life, continue to expand your knowledge on related topics such as gender roles in society, the caste system in India, and the complexities of redemption in our modern world. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and always stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Fulin Davies. Thanks for listening. See you next time.